It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. The talk of the nation last week was snow. A massive winter storm dumped a lot of it from Dallas to Boston. We asked how winter's wallop affected your wallet. Jim Mills emailed from Cincinnati. Our last few electric bills have been about 200% more than the spring-fall average, so they're hitting about $300 to $350 each. Ouch! Then figure another $6 a week for rock salt, but that's small potatoes in comparison. Let's hope Punxsutawney Phil was right. Bring on the spring. Love the show, he added, but not the snow. Another word on winter from where else? Alaska. Kathy Anderson asked, what storm? Sunny and 32 degrees here in Anchorage. Send us some of your snow. Well, you can't send that through the post office, but columnist Megan Daum complained last week that too many people don't send anything in the mail anymore. We talked with her about her ode to snail mail. Kalina Washington in Carbondale, Colorado, agreed that a card is worth much more than the paper it's printed on. It's like getting a present, and it clearly communicates that someone is not just thinking about you, but they value you. In our current society, time is money. So when someone handwrites a letter or a note, they've taken a portion of their valuable time and spent it on you. We're trying not to read anything into the fact that she sent us that note by email. Anna Grace Shackman in Webster Groves, Missouri, added her favorite mailman story. One summer day, my mother went to the front door to get the mail. There below her, on the wide front porch, the mailman sat engrossed in our copy of Opera News. He was embarrassed, but Mom was delighted to know he liked opera. And finally, Edward Peary in Arizona emailed to complain that we credited the wrong person with the famous phrase, you may fool all the people some of the time, you could even fool some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. A caller cited Abraham Lincoln. I credited P.T. Barnum. According to the book, The Quote Verifier, Lincoln historians doubt it was Honest Abe and have no idea who coined the phrase, in which case I'm sticking with Bridgeport's Baron of Ballyhoo, Mr. Barnum. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by April Failing, Barry Hardiman, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Priska Neely, Scott Braswell, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Melissa Marquis. And at NPR West today, Marcia Caldwell. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us, plus new questions about the medical evidence that led a number of juries to convict on charges of shaken baby syndrome. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.